Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for being part of my day, for hanging out with me. Very excited about our good friend Sam Noah being back on the show. Sam is senior partner with Tatum LLC. He's the guy who once a month brings us the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions, which is a report that he compiles from responses that his partners give him. These are hundreds of business managers across the country managing small to medium-sized businesses, and they tell him how they feel about various aspects of their business and the economy, past 30 days, forward, going forward 60 days, and he puts it into a very handy report, and we're the beneficiaries of that. Sam, welcome back to the show.
That's great to be back. And, you know, our respondents are all are like 90-plus percent involved in helping to run businesses that are like those that are owned by people that are in your audience, They're all across the country in virtually every industry, and they give it to us. They give the perspective from the company point of view as to what's going on in their client's company, good, bad, or staying the same. Mm-hmm. And we put that into the survey, and it gives us, you know, a feel for what we call the sandpaper feel for what's going on right now.
Well, and what I'm looking here looks like a rainbow, Sam. I was hoping to see something more monolithic, you know, more one color. And I was I'm thinking the color of money, but there's not much green in this. There is a little green, but not much.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You know, generally, as most of us know, the economy's kind of been pretty slow and grinding down. Our survey overall communicates that. But there is this one big exception, and that is capital expenditures. It's kind of an unusual thing when people are uncertain about where things are going to be turning loose the purse strings on new capital. But commitments are being made, and that's a good sign. But it's a little unusual and out of kilter with the overall general trend.
What do you think is making business managers feel so dour about the current economic situation? Obviously there are some specifics, but how much of you think is between our ears?
A lot of it, and a lot of it comes from what we read. And I would encourage business leaders to not only read and see what's going on in the rest of the world, which is kind of disturbing, but to poke the head out of the foxhole and look around in their own business. Ask their own customers. Focus on your business and your territory and your customers, and ask what they are seeing and what their needs are and how to meet those needs, and focus on that. Not too much the other stuff, but you can read that a hurricane may be coming, but the hurricane may or may not arrive, and it may hit another place in the planet.
Right. So, yeah, absolutely. There's no better time to spend time with your customers than when things are like this. I mean, that's the sandpaper. That's the real sandpaper test, isn't it?
Well, it really is, and yet it's good for us from time. You know, we need to have overall perspective to kind of know how to prepare for possible developments, but we don't want to get too psyched out. We do need to take action when things are imminent, and so that's why we not only talk to our customers and people in the community and all, but we do some reading too.
Right, absolutely.
Have a balance.
So what the record shows here is that for the past 30 days, the expectations have been, or the reality has been, sort of on the downward swing.
Yep.
In the next 60 days, just kind of sideways. Does that mean more of the same?
It means in our survey, if it's sideways, it means that the trend is continuing pretty much as it has been. And when we say the future, we're talking about 60 days. And we're looking back 30 and out 60. So this is not long term. But the arrows mean that if it's a yellow arrow and going straight, it means, well, it's more of the same in terms of the trend.
You know,
next month's trend will be a lot like this month's trend. This month's trend is actually down, and it's, we're not in recession, but it is.
But you know, Sam,
in past times when
an economy had any kind of momentum, the third quarter was the one that was always the best. But these errors you're showing us aren't looking too good for the third quarter, are they?
No, we think it's our respondents are telling us it doesn't look so hot for the third quarter, at least going into the third quarter.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, 20 till the hour. We're going to be right back and talk about order backlogs, that's sales, what I call the sales pipeline. How are they feeling about that? That's coming up after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.